Short and simple, this is the season to be thankful.
We always have an odd one in the crowd.
So it's kind of odd.
Decidedly odd.
Doesn't that strike you as a little bit odd?
No, it doesn't strike me as a little bit odd.
It's the Bob and Sherry Oddcast, the stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, or shouldn't do on the regular show. Now, here's the Oddcast.
So I saw 66 reasons to be thankful this Thanksgiving. 66. I don't think we'll get through all of them. This is something that's, you know, there's not a lot of depth here, but nonetheless, sometimes we don't even stop for a second to think about little things that we are or should be thankful for. So let's start out with the number one, and that is family. If you're lucky enough to have a family that maybe is a little wacky, beautiful, funny, a little bit crazy, but nobody is shooting out storefronts or is dealing drugs, I think you need to be really, really grateful. Don't you, Sherry?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's probably the biggest one. Number two is carbs. Carbs get such a bad name. But I got to tell you, once in a while, you just have to give in to bread, to stuffing, to mashed potatoes, to yams, to pie. It's a high-carb era. And as I said, they do get a bad rap. But, you know, it's just once a year.
I'm in awe of people that have made, like, a pretty permanent decision to get carbs out of their diet.
I don't know how they do it.
There's some, like, yes, limit them. I understand how you do that, but no carbs, no pasta, no mashed potatoes, no toast. These are special people.
If I only was allowed to have one, it would be pasta. There's no doubt in my mind that there are nights when Mary is cooking one of her delicious entrees. Like the other night, she cooked a thick pork chop, and we split it, and it was a pretty big pork chop. But she cut it open in the middle and put in goat cheese. She had some sort of a recipe with a little bit of a glaze on the top, and it was absolutely out of this world. But I'm just telling you, the only thing I could think about would be a small serving of spaghetti with red sauce on the side,
you know? To go with it.
I'll even take that pasta that is, I don't know how they make it really, but you boil it and it's done in 2 minutes. You know those? My mouth is watering right now. Those are the carbs that I couldn't give up, I don't think.
I'm with you.
Number three is a sense of humor. Thank goodness. I don't know what people do who don't have a sense of humor, and they are out there. They don't get the joke. They're literal. They don't like comedy or whatever. It's the most healing thing in the world. It's been proven to give you a longer life.
Have you ever gone to like a boyfriend or a girlfriend's house for dinner and they have a family like that?
Yes.
And you have to, yes. That is one of the hardest, most uncomfortable 90 minutes of your life, I think.
I had an ex, and I think I told you about this. And we were engaged, and her parents had a friend that lived not far from where we were going to be living, and they decided to throw a party for us, an afternoon party. And I believe if he wasn't a minister, he was high up in his local church. I think he was actually a minister. And so I couldn't find the damn house, and we were about 15 minutes late. We walked in, and they had already started eating.
It was
in our honor. I'm going to give him this. I might have been 20 minutes late, but I don't think so. And I didn't know. And these are all his friends, all this couple's friends. And they were, you know, doing this because they knew my ex's parents. And I sat there, and it was grim. And I was profusely apologized. I am so sorry. This is all my fault. Blah, blah, blah. And there was nobody who came to my rescue. None of these people came to my rescue.
When you apologized and said it was all your fault, then what? Like, there was just a silence?
There was a silence. And, we still save the, you know, plates for you here. I just wanted to run away. Honest to God. Sometimes, you know, if you're getting married, if you are married, you have to put up with that stuff.
More of the best of the Bob and Sherry Oddcast coming up. Now, back to the Bob and Sherry Oddcast.
We are talking about things that we're grateful for, and some of them are, you know, fairly serious, and some of them are just kind of carefree, like this next one. Crunchy, colorful, fragrant piles of leaves.
Yeah. Even
that woodsy
even
smell.
When was the last time that you went out and played in the leaves? We get to be grown-ups, and we're just so boring. You know, we're like, oh, don't make a mess. I just rake those. Yeah, we lose all that magic.
Yeah.
You don't even see the leaves after a while.
Right. Pets. That goes without saying. I was just the other day talking with you about pets and how I don't know if it was a doctor or who it was that said having a great pet, whether it's a dog or a cat or, I don't know, a fish, but mostly we're thinking of dogs and cats. Having a great pet is like a antidepressant for some people. I think it is for me.
Yeah.
I honest to God think it is for me. They're just such wonderful things. They're so glad to see you. Crisp apples.
Yeah. I hate a mushy apple.
I do too. And I've given up on the beautiful looking, delicious apples because they're not delicious.
Well, that's, you know what? Let that be a lesson to you when you judge something by its appearance. The prettier the fruit, the more likely it is not to taste like a damn thing.
Well, thanks a lot for bringing up my past and mistakes that I've made.
We're all guilty of it.
Hey, where were you 25 years ago? Can you answer that for me?
Telling you all these same things and you didn't want to hear them.
It's a very cruel answer on your part.
It's a very true answer.
New pumpkin recipes. All right. I mean, y'all go crazy. Overdose on pumpkins. Kill yourself. Bathe in pumpkins. You know, adopt a pumpkin. Send a pumpkin to college. I mean, whatever. Just everywhere. God.
What's your fight about pumpkin now? Nobody's asking you to drink a pumpkin spice latte.
I mean, it's everywhere. They got pumpkin spice douche now. Did you know that? I'm kidding. Mums. I don't mean mothers. Mums, the perennial, you know, flower.
The flower?
This time of the year. I like them. I think they're nice. Pumpkin patches. I'm really glad I'm beyond that. I know they're nice. You get on the little horsey ride and all that.
You know what, though? You're not. You spoke too soon. You're not beyond that because you have Christian and Elle. And I promise you, your pumpkin patch days are not behind you.
I wouldn't take that away from my wife. She would love doing it. I would not take that away from her.
But you would refuse to go and be a part of that wonderful memory-making experience with Christian and Elle?
Well, it would take the
focus. You hate pumpkin patches
focus,
that much?
It would take the focus off of her, right? I'd be there, right? Papa's there. I want her because she enjoys it so much. Well, that's bullshit, and I know it.
That's total bullshit. I was waiting for you to recognize it.
Thank you. Delicious warm drinks.
You don't like delicious warm drinks? What about a hot toddy? Like a hot
What is a hot
rum?
Toddy? What is a hot toddy?
It's an alcoholic, or it's a hot drink that has alcohol in it. Like when I was finally feeling better last week, I would make myself, I have this really amazing jar of ginger honey concentrate that I got at the Asian market. And so I would add a couple of spoonfuls of that to a hot cup of boiling water and then a big splash of Irish whiskey and drink that at night. And that's a hot toddy. It's a hot drink with alcohol in it.
Yeah. I never had one. I don't think, but I am going to have this year. I've made the decision. I think I was talking to you about it. I'm going to have some eggnog. I haven't had eggnog in like years. And I'm going to get like one small little container of eggnog. And I'm going to put a little bit of bourbon in that or whiskey.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, it's next to Alfredo pasta. I read once that eggnog is the most fattening thing on the face of the earth. But I'm going to have that. And then I'm going to put the fire on. The tree is already lit. I'll get the dog next to me. And I'm going to, you know, have a little Christmas music on. I'm going to sip that thing alone in the dark.
Well, now that's an interesting last part of that. You know, the part where you're alone in the dark. I'm surprised that you didn't want Mary in the room, or maybe even a candle lit. Isn't that sort of like a recipe for melancholy, to sit alone in the dark like that?
It could be, or I could just be so relaxed. It's quiet.
Yeah.
Very quiet. Can do that once in a while. Listen, I go alone and go off with a dog. She's not arguing with me.
Well, and not because she doesn't love you, but we need a break from y'all sometimes. I swear to God. We're getting to the end of college football season, and boy, am I not happy about that. Because then he's going to want my undivided attention on the weekend. And sometimes we really do need a break from you. And for me and Mary, you work at home. There's no escaping you. And of course, by that, I mean, what a blessing.
Yeah. Oh, it didn't sound like I was in a prison, you know, somewhere in the Middle East.
There's just, I mean, come on. Like, it's just a lot. And
I'm
know
like
that
the Alcatraz of husbands. There's no escaping me.
I know that Kev probably feels that way. Like, oh, woman, just go somewhere, you know, just go somewhere. This is how I know that he periodically needs a break. So last week, it wasn't even Thanksgiving. We weren't even near Thanksgiving yet. And he comes into the room and he goes, I'm going to go out and start looking for Christmas presents. I said, what? What do you mean you're going to go look for Christmas presents? He said, I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to start shopping for Christmas presents. Wait, Kevin is going to go shopping for Christmas presents and it's not even Thanksgiving? I blame myself.
You know, don't though, because guys sometimes, you know, we may not be as into it as women traditionally are with all the decorating and all that with the holidays. But every once in a while, it might be 1 year out of five, you just say to yourself, I'm going to get it all done and be in a positive spirit. I'm not going to wait till the end where I get all uptight. I'm getting it done right now. And then I'll feel good. I'll relax and I'll get that eggnog with the whiskey in it and the dog, and I'll sit alone in the dark. There you go.
Now, I do like to have at least one night during the Christmas season where everyone leaves me the hell alone long enough for me to sit under the Christmas, like to turn all the lights off except for the Christmas lights, yeah, and to just sit under the tree and kind of and like chill out and
just
enjoy
be mellow.
That moment.
Yeah, just be mellow.
I do understand
just
that.
Take
I do
it
understand
easy.
That.
That's right. Pumpkin pie, which is real big. I guess we should be grateful for this time of the year. I understand at Costco, they've got a pumpkin pie that's fantastic for like $6.99. Great big one.
And it's the size of a hubcap. It's
Oh, is
huge.
It? You've had it? Have you had
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah. If you're hearing this before Thanksgiving and your job is to bring something to somebody's house and you need to bring a pie, you go get you a Costco pie. Those things are enormous.
Comforters. You know, I'm fighting comforters right now. I like the idea of them. And Mary keeps, for the last couple of years, has kept the house during the winter right about 47 degrees. And so when I get into bed, you know, I want to be warm because it's 47 degrees in the house. And but then in the middle of the night, she buys these comforters that are made for people who live in Iceland, and I mean northern Iceland. I wake up in the middle of the night. I am sweating. One side of the pillow is totally drenched. And I go, this is disgusting. What am I going to do? And I get up and I throw the thing over to go to the bathroom. And then because my body is now covered with perspiration, it hits the 47 degrees and I have to move quickly or I'll be frozen in time. Almost like Han Solo.
Listen, I don't sleep unless it's cold because I like to have a lot of blankets on top. I like to be heavy weighed down by my blankets, right? So I right. keep, like Mary, I turn the heat way down at night to nothing.
Right.
And so a couple of nights ago, Kevin was so cold and he was grumbling, but I'm not having it. Like, I'm just not interested in hearing it at all.
No, y'all don't. You aren't having it.
We don't want to hear it. So he comes in and he climbs into bed and he has on a hoodie sweatshirt and he has this knit stocking cap that comes up to a point
yeah,
on
yeah.
his head, like one of the Who's from Whoville. And he was like, I hope you're happy. And I said, I'm hoping I am. I like your gold.
It's so true. It's so true. God. Mm. All right. Here's nothing we're grateful for. Boy, this year I am. Baby giggles. We've got little Elle, and my toddler is not giggling quite so much anymore, but baby Elle is, and I just can't wait to see her and have some fun with that. Waiters, let's all take a minute and be grateful for the servers, hosts, managers, cooks, chefs, the bus people, anybody who makes it possible, and please do not complain if the service is a little slow right now. The people who own these restaurants are having a hell of a hard time getting people to work. Not because people don't want to work. It's just that they're trying to do maybe other things. And it's just a tough time with restaurants. God, they've had a long, you know, it's been like 2 years. They were closed for a while, then partially opened, and now they can't find help. So let's all just be patient with them.
Can't we just all agree that for the most part, everyone's just doing their best? And that doesn't mean, I just had this conversation with my older daughter because she had a laundry list of ways that I raised her incorrectly. And I just said to her, you know what, honey? I made a lot of mistakes. I did my best. That doesn't mean it was the best. It was just my best.
Excuse
in that moment.
Me. I must stop right here. Your daughter came, who you're paying for college for and gave a car to, has a list of things that you did wrong. Yes. Raising her.
Yes.
Well, Merry Christmas. You ought to get that laminated so you can look at it every year. Are you kidding me? I mean, she's a good kid, but that's bullshit.
No. And I, you know what? This is every parent gets this. If your kid hasn't told you to their face, I promise you they've told their friends all the things they think that you did wrong, all the mistakes that you made. And you do make mistakes, you know, but I was like, sweetie, I did make mistakes, and you know, I'm sorry for every one of them. There wasn't a single day, not even an hour of a day, that I was not doing my best, which is not the same as doing the best. But in that moment, it was my best, and I did the best I could. For most of it, I was by myself in every possible way. You know, I was by myself financially. I was by myself emotionally. I had to somehow manage to bring in a paycheck and make a house and get everybody's to their activities, help with homework and bath time. And I did my best. Yeah. There were days that were not so fucking awesome, but you do your best. And that's
exactly
not the same
right. You
as
sound like my
best.
Wife, Mary, because she was a single mom for until I came along too. And it was hard. It was hard. You know, I mean, she took her son she was the only mom there at the Cub Scout meetings. The only one. But she was going to do it. She was absolutely going to do it. However, I will say that you're right that they're going to tell their friends, and that's fine. But telling you to your face is kind of rough because, you know, I never said one thing to my father about what he should have done or what he could have done or what was wrong. I didn't have the balls to do that. But I did tell my friends. And of course, right around 900,000 people who listen to us.
But you know, I guess I'd rather hear it to my face, because then, you know, we can talk about like, okay, well, why is that such a trigger for you? Like, why are you holding on to that? And if you don't tell me to my face, then we can't really talk about anything. And also, not that, like, you know, I deserve a chance to justify, because there are things that you shouldn't justify. You should just own and apologize for and try to do
That's
better,
true.
Right?
Yeah.
But there are things that kids, even when your kids get to be old enough to give you grief about all the shit that they didn't love, there are things that they are not going to understand until they themselves are parents or until a ton of time has passed. You know, you don't right. like my girls do not have enough life experience yet to really sit judgment on a whole lot of what went down during their childhood. They don't understand, you know, and I'm glad that she'll tell me myself and not just her freaking roommate about it.
I agree. These are things that we're grateful for. streaming television.
Praise the Lord.
I wasn't into it for a while. Allie got me into, you know, off of other delivery systems. It is pretty amazing what you can watch. As a matter of fact, it is beyond belief. Around this, when I was a kid, around this time of the year, I think I had two choices of what I could watch on TV. The Wizard of Oz and Divorce Court. I don't think there was anything else on.
It
was awful. It was awful.
And wait, can we talk about the Divorce Court for a second? Because sure. I didn't realize as a kid, like it was never on, you know, when I would go visit a grandmother or an aunt, that's where you would see Divorce Court. That was not my mom's kind of jam. And this was all, of course, before we moved west. As a kid, I didn't know those were actors. I just thought, I never want to grow up and get married. It just turns you into such a lunatic. Because it was so hammy, wasn't it? And overacted.
Oh, my God, terrible.
That's it for today's Oddcast. Y'all have a wonderful weekend getting ready for Thanksgiving and the holidays to come. One of the things that we are most thankful for is you, because without you, there's no us. And you're the reason we do it, all of it, as silly and stupid as it very often is. Our website is bobandsheri.com. You can download our free app and talk back. And we'd love to hear from you what you're thankful for this holiday season. Y'all have a great day. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time on the Oddcast. Thank you so much for listening to the Oddcast, Talking Lamar, and the Bob and Sherry podcast. We would love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again so much for listening.